Troy Park.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 5 of Hawk Talk on the QU Media Podcast Network. This is Episode 1, the first Hawk Talk podcast for the fall semester, and you will hear new voices on this student-produced podcast. I'm Taryn Sargent, your host for this episode. Students have returned to campus, and this is the first week of classes. Many student-athletes are gearing up for their seasons. We have football, bowling, tennis, soccer, swimming, wrestling, volleyball. Did I miss anyone? So there is a lot to cover this semester. But first, I want to introduce a few more people who you will hear from on today's show. Will you please introduce yourself, your name, your sport, and what you think is a sports highlight here at Quincy University?
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Adam Price. You can call me AP. My sport is basketball. You said, what was the last thing you asked me about?
A sports highlight here at Quincy University.
Sports highlight at Quincy University. My sports highlight from Quincy probably was when Jamari, we was at Truman State. He had went on a fast break. It was him and this dude that was like 8 inches taller than him probably. And then we all thought Jamari was going to finesse a layup, do a smoother layup, and then he just dunked right on top of his head, and it was the craziest moment of my life. I was at a loss of words for real. I just stood up and just was froze. Everybody else was cheering. I was just like, I didn't even know you could do that for real, Jamari. That was crazy.
That's funny because we have Jamari right here. Can you go into depth about that?
Yeah. My name is Jamari Coakley. You could call me Ja. I play basketball, obviously. And, yeah, that's my highlight as well. It was a crazy little moment. I didn't even think I was going to dunk it. I just got up, dunked it, and then I got a tech for it because I forget what I even said to the kid, but I was just talking a lot of trash to him, and then, yeah.
Yeah, some stuff we can't say on this mic.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later, for sure.
My name is Lazarek Hill. You can call me Sane. I play football. My sports highlight from QU is when we just beat Missouri S&T last year, and that was our first time beating them in, like, about 7 or 8 years, if I'm not mistaken. But Trey Rhodes had came in clutch on the one-yard line and had got a forced fumble to secure the game. So that was big time.
Well, thank you all for being here. Today's episode is more of a roundtable of sports conversation, so I'm going to throw out a few questions, and we'll go around the room for answers. So the first question is, what was the best play or win you've been a part of?
Best play I've been a part of? I guess we already just spoke about it for me. So, it was just when I caught that dunk.
Okay, Jamar. AP, I'm guessing that's also the best play, or do you have a different one for us?
I say the best play for me is when we was at Illinois State. And I just came off the bench, really, so I really didn't know, like, what I was going to be able to do. And, like, everybody else was kind of warmed up, so I was just trying to get what I can get together. And I started, like, once I made one shot, it just felt like the rim just got bigger and bigger. So it just kept going, and everybody was so excited. And then it just was, like, a real heartwarming moment. I felt like a real team at that moment. So I say that was probably one of the best.
What about you, Zane?
The best play that I have been a part of was in 2019 spring season. When we had went to McKendree and I had got 2 interceptions in one game, but they had called one back, so that was pretty good for me.
Good. What is the best memory of your time so far at QU? I'll go right back to you, Zane.
My best memory so far from being at QU is just meeting new people and making bonds with people that I never thought that I would come across, you know. So that's big time for me.
What about you, AP?
I would say the best times for me at QU is, like, off-campus activities when everybody gets out their comfort zone with their own teams because, like, the school is kind of cliquish and people, like, only like to talk to their certain people and they never grow outside their shell. So it's, like, I would say anything that has to do with us being outside our comfort zone and actually having to talk to each other.
Anything they missed, Jamari?
No, I think they hit it on the spot.
Okay, so who is your favorite pro athlete and why? Go right back to you, Jamari.
My favorite pro athlete is Derrick Rose. He's the person or player that got me into basketball. I want to be just like him. We're around the same height. I just try to play like him, everything like that. He's a real humble guy. He's a righty, though. I'm a lefty, but before, like, when I was younger, there was no lefty, like, good basketball players at the time, so I was, like, trying to change my shot and everything to be righty. I write right hand, so I was just trying to be just like him.
That's a good reason. A good role model, obviously. Can you kind of go into yours, Zane?
Yes, ma'am. My favorite role model as in sports was Sean Taylor, but unfortunately he was killed protecting his family from burglars who tried to rob his house. And the burglars had shot and killed him. But the reason why I admire Sean Taylor so much is because the tone that he set it every time when he stepped on the field. So that inspired me to be who I am today.
Thank you. Can I get yours, AP?
I would say it's a lot that come to mind, but I would say Isaiah Thomas. And Isaiah Thomas, the now Isaiah Thomas, because it's an older Isaiah Thomas. And if you know about basketball, you'll know about him. But the Isaiah Thomas now played for the Celtics and had like a great outburst season. And then like he had the slightest injury and they used that as like a reason to just like throw him away and act like he didn't do what he just did. And it's just like, I feel like that's kind of the way I have my life is kind of set up. I did everything in the past and like I got a lot of accolades for it, but now it's just like you trying to do something and you trying to show somebody something that don't want to see it. You know what I'm saying? So I say Isaiah Thomas.
All I heard was good answers. So we all here at this table play a Division II sport or run a Division II sport because I run track. So what Division II rule do you think could be improved?
One D2 rule that I feel like that can be improved is the refs can be more corrupt. The word that I'm looking for.
You're looking for unbiased, or is it like, are you talking about sometimes they miss plays, they're not up to standard?
Yeah, they can be more understanding. You know what I'm saying? They can have the players have a voice too, you know, because they're not out there playing for us. We're actually out there playing. They're just reffing the game, so.
Yes, officials are very big, even in my sport, which is very much so individualized, and it just could be shooting off the gun.
Yes, ma'am.
It could be the difference between you winning or you losing.
That's a fact.
What do you guys have to say, AP and Jamari?
I actually agree with Sam, because it's like the referees or the officials, they don't understand, like, the energy that we have going into the game. Like, we got a lot of energy behind us playing and, like, the crowd. And we not trying to offend you or belittle you by asking you a question. We just trying to, like, genuinely understand how you saw it and try to fix it so we can fix it the next play or whenever we can. But they get so back and forth and offended, it's like we never really make, like, progress.
You, Jamari?
I mean, I guess mine's not really, like, a rule, but I guess, like, I would guess more like better treatment, like how Division I got the treatment. I guess, you know, they got more money and stuff like that. But, I mean, just more like how they treat the players, like whether it's like social media or on campus, gear, travel, all that type of stuff. I mean, I know they changed, like we have the NIL deals now and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's something that changed. But, I mean – it's not really a rule, I guess, but I guess just the treatment and all that type of stuff that Division I gets that we probably just – some D2s do get it, like the higher-ups, but I feel like all D2s should still get that treatment.
Yeah. I definitely agree with a lot of things that were said for that question, but on a more positive note, what matchup are you most looking forward to in this upcoming season?
Truman State, because one is senior night. And two, we never beat them since I've been here, my 2 years here. So this is my last year because of COVID. So I want to beat them in the senior night. And I feel like every time we play them, we always lose by like one or two. It's a rival game, I'm pretty sure. And I mean, I think we're better than them. I think we should beat them. But last year they was ranked second in the country, which is pretty good. And they went to like the Elite Eight. But I mean, we lost to them by like two or three. And I mean, like they were saying earlier about the refs, I think we shot like 2 free throws and they shot like
20
or something like that. So I don't know. Hopefully this year we could get over that hump and beat them and make some noise, especially on senior night.
And that was Jamari. AP, I know you and Jamari are on the same exact team. Did you have something different that you wanted to share?
I would say I don't know how good like we gonna compete, but I would say University of Illinois, purely because when I was in junior college, I went to Lakeland College, and that was like 30 minutes from U of I. So I was around their games and like seeing how they went all the time, and I was wondering if I was ever gonna be able to play in the gym. And now that I get that chance, I'm gonna try to take full advantage of it with my teammates.
And what about you, Zane? Anything in sight from football?
Yes, ma'am. A matchup that I'm really looking for this year is going against McKendree, because that's a big football rivalry that we got. And a coach that was just coaching me and that I love, he just had to move over there. So I'm really looking forward to beating him. So
yeah, you got to get him. You got to get
that's
him.
That's a fact.
Sure.
I think the whole campus agrees that you have to get him.
Got to get him.
So, okay, just for fun, former students did this on a podcast a year or two ago, so we will bring it back. This is sometimes a controversial topic, but what is your favorite snack food? The one you probably shouldn't be eating, the one your coach doesn't want you to see or eat, doesn't want even you to even mention it at practice. What is that snack food?
For me, it's purple Skittles. I gotta have some purple Skittles.
I don't know what purple Skittles are. Can you kind of go into that, Jamari?
It's the wild berry pack. So, like, it's the purple pack. I got to have the wild berry pack and then a blue Gatorade. That's good, though. But
what y'all don't understand, he talking about, like, before the game. Like, he talking about, like, right before the game. He, like, where my Skittles at?
So
he
need them. So, AP, you're talking –
like, I'm talking
you're
about
saying
like
that water. Right before the game, he'll be like searching through where are my purple Skittles.
I'm talking about he's stretching, you know what I'm saying, getting right, and then all of a sudden, hey, whoa, where the Skittles at?
Yeah,
you feel like me? Not no water. You think he'd need some water or something? No, Skittles.
Would you say the Skittles help your performance?
Nah, yeah, for sure. I feel like if I don't have my Skittles, I feel like I'm going to play bad or something.
I agree.
It stuck with me. Like, I had a game like that in high school where I had a blue Gatorade and purple Skittles, and I had my best game, and then
it's like, it's like it we just, almost got to send the coach to go get the Skittles from the gas station because it's that serious.
Wow. AP, is there something like that for you?
I have a combination that I always get. It's a Cool Ranch Doritos, and they have a new Reese's that's all peanut butter, like purely through it. They got one with, like, chocolate on the bottom and then peanut butter on the top, but I like the all peanut butter ones the best. And, yeah, so I'll just go with that. That's my go-to.
Respect. I respect both those answers because I like sweets. Okay, what about you, Zane, from the footballer at the table?
Okay, my favorite go-to snack is Gushers.
Oh,
so I respect.
That's a tough one.
Gushers, I don't know, but it just like boosts my stamina. Like, mm-hmm. It just make me want to go out there and just go out there and hit somebody.
Ooh, yeah.
I need like the blue and red ones. I can't just get like an individual pack with like all blue. I need the combination one. So
yeah, I have a very much different thing. I cannot eat at all before my events.
I'm gonna pass out.
Yeah,
hold on, can we ask you about your snack though? Like, you kind of just asked us about our snack. I want to know your snack.
Well,
she said she can't
I
eat.
Can't eat at all like before like, my events, but if I like if it's the day before, like, because I, like, once I start one event for track, I usually have 3 or more events after that one event. Mm. So I can't be eating, especially in the 400, which is one of the events I run, because I will throw it right back up. So I love to hear that people are enjoying Gushers, Reese's, and Skittles before their events.
Yeah, got
but
the
afterwards,
Skittles on the bench.
Oh, bro.
Afterwards, track athletes eat a lot. After their event, like events are done, you usually catch someone with a whole Subway sandwich.
So and like,
then,
how many hours would that be like with y'all going there and then just like doing what y'all doing? And then, like, ain't there like 6-7 hours?
Yes, it is. So without it's quite
eating?
A long.
Without
yeah.
eating, right?
Wow. But you have crazy. To think I run throughout the whole entire day. Mm. So it's like my events are back to back. It's like spread out throughout that 6-7 hours. And usually, it's always a running joke in my sport. if you want to eat that Subway sandwich, you better go hide to eat it if you think you're done, because coach still might get you for the 4x4. So imagine you're mid-eating a Subway sandwich, and then you're, like, taking a bite, and they're like, you, 4x4.
That's crazy.
So
that's tough.
I just want to thank you guys so much for joining us on QU Media's Hawk Talk podcast. We are just getting started, so you can look forward to some exciting episodes coming up. I'm Taryn Sargent, and this is Hawk Talk.